Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hakol k'shein likros says a Megillah. Everybody's kosher to read a Megillah. The Rav says this is coming to include women. The women are able to read the Megillah. Now that means at least a woman can be motzi another woman with Megillah reading. However, Tosfos says that women cannot be motzi men in Megillah reading. And based on Tosfos, Reb Kiv Eiger says that even though there's a concept of afhein hayu ba'osu anes, we only say such a thing by mitzvahs derabbanan. And the way Reb Kiv Eiger learns, what it means is the following, that the Rabbanan were only mechayiv, a woman, in certain mitzvahs, let's say a mitzvah seish as man grama, they were mechayiv them, mid the Rabbanan, if it was afhein hayu ba'osu anes. So for example, Dalet Kosos and Chanukah, since the whole mitzvah is mid the Rabbanan, they were mechayiv women in Dalet Kosos. The Rabbanan said, let's be mechayiv women, because afhein hayu ba'osu anes. However, when it comes to, for example, like Tosfos says by Sukkah, even though women were part of the nes of Sukkah, and why don't we say afhein hayu ba'osu anes to be mechayiv a woman in Sukkah? So the teretz is that the mitzvah of Sukkah is a mitzvah midiraisa. Only on a specific mitzvah derabanan, the Rabbanan then can say that this mitzvah we're misakin the mitzvah derabanan to include women as well. We don't just say it on a mitzvah derabanan. That's the way Reb Kiv Eiger learns. And therefore, Megillah, the Mefarshim learn, is like a mitzvah derabanan because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Megillah Esther is with Ruach HaKodesh, it was said. And since it's Divrei Kabbalah and it has a status like derabanan, you wouldn't say afhein hayu ba'osu anes. That's what Reb Kiv Eiger understands Tosfos. So who can't read a Megillah? Chutz mi'cheresh otav kadna. A cheresh, which is a person that can speak but not hear, because otherwise, if they can't hear or speak, then they're considered a shota, and a katan. And the Rav says that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita that holds by Krishma. If a person reads it and can't hear it, he's not yotze. So too by Megillah, he's not yotze. And therefore, since he's not a bar chiyuva, he's not a person that's chayiv in Megillah because he can't hear, so therefore he can't be motzi others. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda, however, is machshir b'katan. And a katan can't be motzi others, because a katan is derabanan. And then even though the mitzvah of Megillah is midrabanan, we just said before, it's like derabanan, but nevertheless, it is derabanan. And therefore, a katan is two derabanans. One is the derabanan of Megillah, and two, he's a katan. So he can't be motzi, and a gadol who's only one derabanan. Two derabanans can't be motzi, one derabanan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir with a katan, because to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same thing. Two derabanans, one derabanans. Even the two derabanans is just stam, considered derabanan. A katan with a Megillah is just one, it's derabanan. So therefore, he can't be motzi. Mishnah continues, ain't karnas a Megillah, v'loi molin, v'loi tovlin, person can't read the Megillah, he can't do a bris milah, v'loi tovlin, v'loi mazin. This is the azav, the mechatas, by the paraduma, that was done on the third and the seventh day. It had to be done during the day itself, part of the tire process. V'chein shomeres yom k'neged yom, lo titbo, and also a woman. In the time of the Mishnah, there was an 11-day period between the time that she was nida, and if she would see blood one day, she would watch the next day. Meaning, she wouldn't be with her husband to make sure that she's not a zava, but she went to the mikveh during that next day. And then if everything was okay, she was tar that night. So she too, lo titbol ad shetane tzachama, she also should not go to the mikveh, and everybody else that we just said in this Mishnah, like reading the Megillah, doing bris milah, everything should be done by Neitzachama, which is sunrise. V'kulan sha'asu mishal amud ha'shachar kosher. But all these cases, if one would do it by amud ha'shachar, which is dawn, but not sunrise, so it's not as apparent that the sun is out. We have this in brachos. So anybody that does these mitzvahs at that time, it's kosher, because the day really starts by amud ha'shachar or alois ha'shachar. That's really when the day starts. Neitzachama, when the sun comes out, that is for sure, it's vaday, we know it's day. Because before the sun comes out, people may make a mistake. But it's for sure day, amud ha'shachar. And all these mitzvahs written, it does say yom by the mitzvahs. Like for example, by Megillah it says, hayomim ma'elin iskar v'nasim. Or Mila it says, ubayom hashmini, and so on and so forth.